Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to you live and in living color from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa, and 93.7 FM. We also broadcast out to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Certainly a pleasure to be able to do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And not to forget about everybody, we want to give a special shout-out out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to help us stay free and safe. Now, we also want to say hello to everybody out there that's working on the Third Watch, doing what you're doing to keep America moving along, like our over-the-road truckers, our men and women going coast to coast, border to border, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail drivers getting the mail and all the packages delivered, too, and our suicide jockeys for the gas that they haul, the diesel, and the jet fuel as well. And let's not forget either our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now out there in California, IA, where it's warm where he is, but may not be up in the mountains by him. Oh, we got a lot of cold temperatures to talk about tonight, folks, but it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Yep. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys and gals. See you next hour. There they go. Now, we'll say the pledge, and then we'll talk about what I meant when I said cold. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because that is what our country was based upon, our Judeo-Christian principles. Well, there's a lot of things we could talk about tonight. Politics certainly were eating up the weekend. Former President Donald Trump had a couple of presidential rallies, campaign rallies. We'll get into all that. Plus, we'll get into some other things that are coming out of D.C. But I guess, Kyle, we need to talk about the weather, because the weather has taken a severely bad turn, especially north of I-80, west of Chicago, because we've got temperatures in the single digits, but the further north you go, the more below zero it goes, all the way out to Montana, especially in the mountains.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, these cold temperatures mean that people are going to have to be heating their homes, and they're going to have to be very aware that these kinds of cold temperatures can really do damage.
Oh, no, say it ain't so. They're going to have to heat their home with heating oil or with coal or with wood? Oh, no, say it ain't so. Can't they put up a windmill and have the wind, which, by the way, when it gets cold like this, guess what you don't have? You don't have wind.
I suppose. Yeah.
That's why it gets as cold as it does.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that I think is a good question is, in the future, if everything has to be converted to electric or gas will somehow be outlawed, natural gas, that is, or unavailable, I mean, people could be in real danger, Captain.
Right. Well, the temperatures are dropping right now, even down in Texas along I-10, over towards San Antonio, and then north to San Antonio, up I-35 towards the Metroplex, Dallas, and Fort Worth. Now, I'll read the statement as it appears. A winter storm warning has been issued, effective from 9 a.m. tomorrow in Texas through noon on Wednesday. This winter storm will affect Bastrop, Caldwell, Comal, Hayes, and Lee counties from 9 a.m. Monday until noon on Wednesday. Greatest icing potential continues to be expected through the overnight periods when temperatures are coldest. However, icing of elevated surfaces will begin as early as tomorrow afternoon on the commute back home. So that's Texas, and if you're warning people in Texas about this, you better be paying attention.
That's exactly right.
Yep. And this is going to include that 45-degree angle that brings it right up I-35 up into Oklahoma, and then I-40 all the way across. Here we go again, I-40 all the way across to Memphis, and then the southeastern part of Missouri to include St. Louis, all of South Illinois to include Springfield, and then right on up to Chicago.
That's exactly right. And some of these other temperatures we're looking at, Captain, Denver, Colorado, for example, -1. Missoula, Montana, -3. -14 in Bozeman, Montana right now.
Yeah, well, it's also below zero in the standardized places in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North and South Dakota. So we got it over there, too. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. But, folks, be careful out there. We don't want to be talking about you. We want to be talking with you. And the number is 877-969-8600. If you wish to opine, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I will take it right away. Thank you very much. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I have been taking their product religiously for well over 9 years right now. The reason I take it is because it works. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it, and I wouldn't be taking it. I'd be doing something different, which was narcotics, and I didn't want to take them anymore. I just didn't, because it didn't make me feel all that great. Now, they work as far as pain, but you're always walking around with your head kind of, oh, man, yeah, oh, wow. Yes, no, I don't think so. So anyway, ReliefFactor.com is a website. You can start out by going there and take a look at their three-week quick start. Now, that three-week quick start pack only costs $19.95, which is about $1 a day. For 3 weeks, and that's all they ask you. Give them 3 weeks to get you out of pain or get you to where the pain is tolerable and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that's going to take this is going to be out of pain in the next 5 minutes. That's not true. It takes a little while sometimes for the ingredients to get inside your system and start to work. Now, the reason I say that is because there are no narcotics in this. It's all natural, all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to, with its natural response on inflammation, which goes right straight to the source. That's one of the problems of pain, one of the causes of pain, which goes right straight to the cause of your pain and will eliminate it or certainly make it better. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and
decreases the discomfort that you're in. It comes in convenient individual packets, four little small, easy-to-swallow capsules in a packet. You take one in the morning with food, and then you wait. If you don't need a second one at lunchtime, then don't take it. If it works for you right away, if it works for you that fast, and some people it does, wait till you feel it coming back, and then take it again. But you should at least take it once a day to begin with, in the morning, with your breakfast, get it in your system, let it work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website for you to go to and check it out. Because as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Well, Mr. Kyle, we certainly, when it comes to news, what we're looking at to begin with right here is Lindsey Graham, who was out on a campaign trail over the weekend with former President Trump. They had two campaign stops. And Lindsey gets up there, and here's his quote. There are no Trump policies without Trump. What do you think?
Well, that's right. And, of course, yes, former President Trump did have a campaign rally. And one of the things, too, Captain, this once again brings up the idea that Newsmax was taken off of DirecTV, I believe. So a lot of people were not able to actually see that rally. But be that as it may, Senator Graham says there's no Trump policies without Trump. So I understand why he says that. But I do think it's going to be very interesting to see how Trump, the candidate, plays versus Trump, the policy, in terms of being articulated by other potential candidates, perhaps Mike Pompeo, maybe Nikki Haley, others that are going to be, I think, throwing their hats into the ring. So it remains to be seen what the voters will think about that. Is Donald Trump the only one who could carry out the idea of being tough on China and drilling for oil and so forth? How is that going to play out? Time will tell.
Now, Newsmax was taken off DirecTV. Who owns DirecTV?
Was it AT&T, I believe?
And AT&T is a woke corporation, is it not?
As far as we know.
Liberal, right?
As far as we know, from what we can tell.
So, therefore, they really haven't lost anything because the reason they were taken off was their message. People were starting to catch on to their message, and they were watching the network. They weren't watching MSNBC. They weren't watching CNN. They were watching Newsmax, and they were taking away from Fox as well as One America News Now, which I don't think is even on DirecTV anymore. I think they may be on Dish, but I'm not sure that they're on there. But anyway, so they took them off because that was competition. It was growing and growing and growing, and more people were going there, and they didn't like that.
Well, but it also brings into question, of course, the old adage was you're trying to give the people what they want, and you wouldn't deplatform something that was one of the reasons you have subscribers in the first place. So that's very, very interesting. But President Trump, of course, does have a message. We don't know how he would do in the primaries yet. We're seeing polls, and those are very interesting to see. And President Trump, of course, I think is ahead, obviously, of Joe Biden at this point in time. Of course, President Trump, may not do well in the primaries. We just don't know yet. We don't know what the world looks like by the time the primaries actually start.
Well, this is not going to be a shoo-in this time for Donald Trump. This is just not going to be a shoo-in. He's going to have a lot of competition. And some of this competition will be very good. And it's going to be up to the people to decide who they want to have. And it'll be strictly by majority, and that's what's going to happen. And we can't change it. I can't. You can't. I know too much about what I keep hearing, that it's not going to be all Donald Trump all the time, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And because here we go, we're going through the Biden administration right now, and voters may simply want to have different candidates. We certainly, I think we'll be talking about this as we go through the program, we may even see a shakeup if Joe Biden actually does run. We might even see a shakeup on the ticket. You know, in other words,
you mean on the Democratic ticket?
On the Democratic ticket,
I totally expect that to happen. I totally expect Kamala Harris to go.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too, because it shows just how much everything is in flux right now. And that's why the message of what the Trump policies were all about is absolutely 100% scary to the left. Whether it's Donald Trump who would take office or not, the very notion that he's paved the way and shown how things can actually be done, where America can be energy independent, for example, where we can deal from a position of strength with a very big competitor of China, both geopolitically and economically. It all can be done, and they just don't want that message out there, no matter who's giving it.
Speaking of strength, retired U.S. Brigadier General Blaine Holt has said that the Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, must immediately unify the Ukrainian government after he dismissed five of his separate deputies for different departments for undisclosed reasons last week. Now he has to go back in there and unify the members of his government.
Well, certainly, because this has to do with corruption, with allegations of taking money and using it for other stuff other than what the money came in for, basically.
That's what we've heard.
Yes. That's right. So that's why that is incredibly important. You can't fight this war without having that kind of unification. You can't fight this war and constantly be dealing with this. It just doesn't work that way, no matter how many tanks you have.
Well, yep, true. And we'll see how this plays out, because this is an excellent opportunity to see what he can do when the facts are presented to him, handed right to him on a silver platter. This is an excellent opportunity to see what he can do, and we're all expecting a lot more out of Zelensky than what we've seen. So I guess we'll wait and see. The jury's out.
Well, exactly. But we have the potential to see, of course, a real game-changing events happening vis-a-vis Ukraine. Right.
All right. Well, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we're going to talk about a couple of allies, probably unlikely allies, Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, senator from Virginia, and what it is that they're up to, plus the migrant arrests, and as well as Zelensky again talking about the need for faster supplies. They need to get it to them quicker because there is a invasion that's imminent from the Russian army. In the meantime, we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Kathy take us out to break. So, Kathy, it is going to be your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. The man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi isn't apologizing for what he did. He's apologizing for what he didn't do. David DePap phoned a San Francisco TV station Friday from jail and told the reporter he was so sorry that he didn't get more of them. He made the call the same day the district attorney's office released video of the October attack. DePap has pleaded not guilty and is scheduled to be back in court next month. The parents of Tyree Nichols are accepting an invitation to President Biden's State of the Union address in Washington, D.C. next week. An invite was extended by the Congressional Black Caucus, specifically Nevada Democratic Congressman Steve Horsford. Appearing on MSNBC Sunday, Horsford called for a meeting with Biden on behalf of the CBC to push for reforms of the justice system, specifically law enforcement. Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, was fatally beaten by five police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, earlier this month. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy, I am going to take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And the reason I do that is because I've got his products. I've used them. I like them. They're very reasonably priced. They're excellent quality. Excellent quality, especially the towels and the bed sheets and the pillows and the pillowcases and the mattress cover that I have, as well as the slippers that I have. All very nice quality, very good stuff. Now, you can find out what I found out by going to their website, MyPillow.com. When you go to the MyPillow.com website, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the Radio Listener Specials door. It says click here. You click there, you will go into the Radio Listener Specials webpage. You'll need the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there and do any business. But promo code CAPTAIN is how you'll be able to access that and get in there. And when you look in there, you will see all sorts of things on sale at ridiculously low prices. And I mean, there's stuff in there that you can't turn a blind eye to. You just can't. Now, you're going to see deep discounts on many of the MyPillow products there. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. If you want to call them on the phone, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459.
5-4-5-90. Call for the great radio specials that are there. So go over there and take advantage of everything you see. MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page. Very easy to do. Promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. I'm telling you, you are going to love what you see. The quality is good. The prices are even better. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. MyPillow.com.
And you and Mrs. Professor have been having a good time getting stuff for each other over there.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, my feet are very warm at this very moment, thanks to the MyPillow slippers.
Well, they need to be. It's cold.
That's right.
It's now. This is funny. Now we've got 3 or 4 days in a row of 80-degree weather after freezing our kahunas off all week long last week.
Wow. Well, that's good. Excellent.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
That's Florida. All right. Let's take a look here at Marco Rubio, our senator from Florida. He is the senior senator from Florida. Never thought I'd say that because the junior senator is Rick Scott. But our senior senator from Florida and Mark Warner from Virginia are saying that both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, want a Senate oversight committee on both the Biden and the Trump documents. Now, that also includes some other things that they're finding, going back to the days of, let's see, when Biden was a senator and a vice president before he became president. So there's other things in here. Now they're thinking that George W. Bush might have stuff in here. So they're starting to look at that. Dick Cheney. I mean, this is just growing like wildfire.
It really is. Overall, of course, there has to be a review of how these documents get transported from point A to point B, who gets them, and who knows that they're there. In fact, Captain, one of the things that Senator Rubio is talking about is not so much the who, what, why, and where in terms of the documents and how they got there, but what the actual documents are. He says that these are typically or may most likely be documents they already have access to, but the Senate, Warner and Rubio evidently both want to know what they are so that they can know what's being done or what maybe has been compromised. So I think that's actually a very good approach. Hopefully bipartisan here to figure out what happened or in the sense of what do they have.
Now, we just got them talking about the Ukraine and Zelensky and the fact that he needed to bring his country together and unify his government after dismissing 5 of his deputies last week. But now Zelensky's saying, well, we need faster supplies. We need new weapons for a tough situation. Russia's coming. They're going to be here any day. Russia's coming. We have to be able to repel them. We need planes. We need bullets. We need artillery. We need tanks. We need everything.
Well, that's right. President Zelensky is saying that there are constant Russian attacks going on there. He says, basically, quote, Russia wants the war to drag on and exhaust our forces. So we have to make time our weapon, he says. We have to speed up events, speed up supplies, and open up new weapons options for Ukraine, unquote. So I totally agree with them. I mean, obviously, if Russia is able to mount a significant strike or offensive right now, as it were, yes, time is the enemy of Ukraine if they can't have enough to fight back with.
Well, they are firing a bunch of missiles in there, that's for sure. They did it again yesterday, hit another residential area. And, of course, Boris Johnson came out and mentioned that when he was there in Ukraine, Putin actually threatened him with a missile attack. He fired missiles in the area, general area, where Boris Johnson was when he was there visiting.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, I think it shows that the Russians know no boundaries in this. But one of the things, Captain, I think the American people are very concerned with is that, yes, we'll be sending materiel. We'll send tanks at some point. You know, Zelensky would like to have some F-16s as well. At some point, what is the tipping point for actually having American forces or NATO forces do something here? Because at some point, either Russia will start losing and Putin could do something significantly bad, or Ukraine could start losing, and then what? Does Ukraine simply fall at that point?
Well, that's true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out. at his website, thekylewarrenshow.com. In addition, we had, again, in New Jersey, an attack on a synagogue that just, it has no bearing, it has no meaning. These things just, I don't know why they're even doing this. But a Molotov cocktail was thrown at a New Jersey synagogue in an arson attempt yesterday in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And you're right. There is a senseless quality to this. We understand it happened around 3 a.m. It was a place called a Temple Ner Tamid. And we understand that on impact, the fire actually went out and the suspect ran away from the scene.
So you're a football aficionado, right?
Well, I do like football. Yes, I do. I do follow it to a great degree. I'm a big baseball fan, as everybody knows, too. So
baseball hasn't started yet, so we're into football.
I know.
So the Chiefs. So the Chiefs beat the Bengals for the AFC title. The Eagles had beat the 49ers earlier in the day because their quarterback got hurt in the first series of plays, and that kind of threw them into a tizzy. And then they had one of our old backup quarterbacks, Josh Johnson, come in and play for quite a while until he suffered a concussion. Unbelievable there. Then they had to bring the original quarterback back in who had a hurt, I guess he had a hurt shoulder or something, or elbow. There it was, elbow. And they were never the same. So we're going to have the Chiefs against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And last night, a lot of people are upset about this. In New York City, the World Trade Center, the Empire State Building was lit up in the Philadelphia Eagle colors.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind the colors. They're green and white, you know. I don't mind them at all.
Well,
in New York were like, wait a minute. It wasn't a New York team. What'd you put that up there for? But anyway.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, I suppose some people just weren't happy with it, but it's all going to come together, Captain, on Sunday, February 12th, that Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be at State Farm Stadium. It's going to be in Arizona, Glendale, Arizona. And of course, everybody's going to look forward to see Rihanna there as the halftime show. So we'll see how all that goes.
Hope we don't have an equipment malfunction.
All right. Well, I'm interested to see what the Super Bowl commercials are going to be like this year.
Oh, they're going to be very risque. I mark my words.
Yeah, perhaps so. Perhaps so. But usually they're the big launching off point. It's marketing Super Bowl as well, as in addition to actually playing the game.
Yeah. Now, Robert Gates, remember him, former Secretary of Defense?
Right.
Well, Robert Gates is saying that Ukraine aid could have been done a lot sooner, and they would have been a lot better off. Well, welcome to the club, Mr. Gates. We knew that, but he was part of the group that could have given it to him sooner.
Exactly. Yes.
Jeez. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We got a really good bumper song coming up, so don't go anywhere. We're gonna dance the night away here. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Kyle, are you ready for the party?
I am, absolutely.
Yeah, let's follow her. We'll find a party.
Well, with Pink's music, it's a party.
Well, that certainly was getting with the program. All right, well, let me take a look over here. Big attraction is going to be all this cold weather coming across the north part of the country this week. That's going to be around with us most of the week. And, of course, the moisture that will set the stage for an expansive series of dangerous travel across the United States, especially on I-90, on I-94, on I-80, on I-70, on I-64, on I-40, and parts of I-10. So you're going to want to pay attention to the weather because we're going to have a zone of freezing rain and drizzle along with some sleet. That's going to be very likely in parts from Texas to Ohio and the Tennessee valleys, which is going to make life very difficult. And meanwhile, heavy rain and flooding will still remain in the forecast for a large portion out there of California, because there's another system in Northern California and Southern Oregon that's coming ashore. I can see it now, right?
Well, that's right, Captain. We are looking, of course, at that extra rain coming in right now in Southern California. We've got a little bit of rain. It's in the Los Angeles area. We've got some rain up just a little north of Bakersfield, crossing both Highway 99 and Interstate 5. So if you're in that area, you've got rain coming across the road. Also, if you're up near the Cantua Creek area, as you head up Interstate 5, you're going to be in some rain as well. A little bit of rain north of Las Vegas this evening, or this morning, as it were, as well. But we've also got, I want to tell you about some fog and mist. This is coming across Donner Pass on I-80. It's -2 degrees right there. So guess what that means? It means that mist and fog is freezing, and it's very, very cold. We've been talking about these cold temperatures. These cold temperatures, Captain, of course, going to be exacerbated by some wind chill factors, especially up in Wyoming and northwestern and northeastern Colorado as well. So we've got wind chill advisories there, maybe 25, 35 degrees below zero, throughout Nevada. Most of Nevada, we've got the wind chill factors as well, could be 20 degrees below zero in some cases. We've also got a wind advisory coming up north of Sacramento. As you pass through Sacramento heading up to Redding, you could have some pretty good gusts of wind, maybe up to 60 miles an hour. So truckers, high-profile vehicles, please be aware of that. We got a freeze watch as well in the Central Valley of California. We've also got a wind chill advisory up in covering most of the state of Montana tonight, Captain. Those cold temperatures again, 20 to 40 degrees below zero. Very, very cold. We could read off some temperatures, but they're all going to be incredibly cold. This also includes Idaho Falls and the southeastern part of Idaho this morning. More next hour, and back to you.
All right, well, starting with North Dakota, all the temperatures in North Dakota are below zero, all of them. There is some weather that's working its way there. It'll probably take till tomorrow to get there in the way of snow. South Dakota, all of the temperatures there right now, all of them are below zero in all the major reporting areas, including Rapid City and Sioux Falls. Over in Minnesota, we have a lot of below zero weather until you get down south, down along I-90, across Rochester, down into Illinois. Then some of the temperatures down there are single digit, but with what wind there is blowing, it certainly is below zero with a wind chill factor. Taking a look at Nebraska, the northern part of Nebraska, below zero, single digits elsewhere. Kansas, temperatures at or near zero, western part of Kansas, and then slightly warmer than that going east over towards St. Louis, but not by much. Panhandle of Oklahoma tonight, we have temperatures at or near zero or below. The same with Texas going down towards Lubbock. And then, of course, we have that snow. Now, that snow is all the way over south of Lubbock, all the way over to New Mexico, all the way down to I-20, Pecos, and then it picks up. There's at least a 100-mile stretch coming to the west on I-10 out of San Antonio in the mountainous areas, as well as going north up 35 towards Dallas, where you will then find ice and lots of it over the next day or two because the temperatures are dropping as we speak, and that's what's going to happen. Then you'll have snow and you'll have ice in Oklahoma, right up to Oklahoma City, right up by 44, all the way to St. Louis, all the way across to the other side of Illinois, and I-40 all the way across Oklahoma over to the river. You're going to have snow and possibly a mixture of ice over there, cold temperatures to boot. And, of course, it's going to be bitterly cold in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight and tomorrow, as well as Wisconsin and the northern part of Iowa. And as if I didn't say it, Minnesota's in store for some real chilly temperatures. Now, coming on down to the south, coming on down to Mississippi, we do have some cold temperatures down there along the Gulf. But we've also got fog from about Pensacola and Mobile west all the way across over into New Orleans. Very foggy right now in New Orleans, over to Alexandria, Louisiana. Then it breaks up a little bit, goes over to Houston, breaks up some more, goes down to Galveston, and then goes down towards the bottom, down towards the valley down there in Brownwood. Now, coming up over the East Coast, we've got some gale winds off Virginia, off South Carolina, North Carolina. We've also got some windy conditions up in upstate New York tonight, where they will be getting some really cold temperatures as this front continues to move to the east. So, Kyle, leaving you with all that to think about, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, which is where I would be if I needed to be shut down tonight. But remember, you better have your fuel right, better get your fuel right.
Well, that's exactly right. That's a priority number one. And, of course, also, you want to get yourself something hot to drink or hot to eat, you can do that at a Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Pull on in, get a cup of coffee. We think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate anywhere that you go. But also, Captain, you want to go to pilotflyingj.com. Use the locations function to find that nearest location to you. And, by the way, professional drivers out there, with Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. And by the way, once you sign up for the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week. Get other special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear available at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And, of course, talking about the amenities they have for truckers and pro drivers and for travelers are just across the board great, and you definitely want to check them out. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Once again, use the locations function. Find the location nearest you. Pull on in. Get warm. Get something good to eat. Pilotflyingj.com.
Now let your truck get warm. Your truck is cold, too. With all those cold temperatures, pull in and zip up your winter front and let your truck get warm.
There you go. You're right.
Although right about now, I'm sure a whole bunch of guys are driving with their winter fronts zipped shut. All right, Kyle. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to try something for a second just to see what it sounds like. So here we go.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.